This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast that gives you strategies and solutions for building happier habits into your daily life. This week, we'll talk about why we should ask ourselves, do I already own this? And we'll talk to Dr. Rangan Chatterjee about his terrific new book, Feel Better in 5. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. I am right here in my home office in New York City, and with me is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And Gretch, I'm definitely looking forward to feeling better in 5.
Yes, 5 minutes, that, just 5 minutes.
That's great. Thing.
So we are very excited to announce our next book club choice. This is a book that just hit the shelves. It is the brilliant novel by Yaw Jessie, Transcendent Kingdom.
Yes, we love it so much. And we first heard about this novel before it came out from Ann Patchett.
Yes, we were interviewing Ann Patchett for our last book club episode, which was episode 283. And she said something like, even now I can come to tears just thinking about Transcendent Kingdom. I cried at the end because it was so good. So, of course, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get my hands on this book.
Here is the official description of Transcendent Kingdom, but we did cut out some spoilers. Gifty is a 6-year PhD candidate in neuroscience at the Stanford University School of Medicine, studying reward-seeking behavior in mice and neural circuits of depression and addiction. Gifty is determined to discover the scientific basis for the suffering she sees all around her. But even as she turns to the hard sciences to unlock the mystery of her family's loss, she finds herself hungering for her childhood faith and grappling with the evangelical church in which she was raised, whose promise of salvation remains as tantalizing as it is elusive. Transcendent Kingdom is a deeply moving portrait of a family of Ghanaian immigrants ravaged by depression and addiction and grief. A novel about faith, science, religion, love. Exquisitely written, this is an exceptionally powerful follow-up to Jessie's phenomenal debut, Homegoing.
Yeah, and I have to say, the minute I finished Transcendent Kingdom, I immediately got my hands on Homegoing, which was her debut novel, which, by the way, my law school roommate had said to me, oh, yeah, I absolutely have to read this. I loved Homegoing, but it's a very, very different kind of book. So it's interesting if you've read Homegoing, because I think this novel was surprising to me how different it was. So read them both. And Transcendent Kingdom is already generating a huge amount of attention, even though it just hit the shelves.
And we will be talking to Yaw Jessie. So yes. Send your thoughts and your questions.
Yes, that will be in October. And while you are reading Transcendent Kingdom, also make your plan to vote. Yes, if you're in the United States, our voting day is coming up. Make sure you have your plan in place. How are you going to vote? Where are you going to vote? Figure it out now. Be ready.
Yes.
We all want to vote.
So get reading and get organized to vote.
Yes. Now, this week, our Try This at Home tip is to ask yourself, do I already own this? And I mention this because I keep experiencing this with my census project. I think I need something. And then I'm like, wait a minute, do I already own this? I have this thing called phantom procedure. So
intriguing.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, I need like this fancy set of like Lucite boxes. And then I realized I have something at home that could work. And I tried it and it worked for a while and then it didn't work anymore. But I learned what I needed because I tried something without just like marching out and buying the wrong thing. Also, because I wanted to have something beautiful to hear, like I wanted like a little pleasant thing for my ears, I thought, oh, I'm going to buy this brass bell, like one of those things, like if you get a massage, they hit it and it makes this beautiful ringing tone. And I was looking around and then I thought, but I have something that makes a beautiful sound that I love. And it's a silver rattle that somebody gave to Eliza when she was a baby. And I love this sound. Here it is.
Oh, that is a nice sound.
It's just a pleasing rainy day fairy tale sound. So I didn't need to run out and buy something. I just pulled that off my shelf because I had it on my shelf. And now I can shake it whenever I want a little good sound. How about you, Elizabeth? Have you ever experienced this where you think you need to buy something and you realize, wait, I own this?
I have. You know what, Gretch? For, I'm embarrassed to say, months, I was thinking, I need to buy a spoon rest, you know, where like after you stir your coffee, you put down the spoon. Because I was always just putting my spoon on the counter and getting it dirty.
Yeah.
And I even like looked up spoon rests and thought, how much is the right amount to spend on a spoon rest? You know, I'm an underbuyer. So I was like, oh, I don't want to buy a spoon rest.
I mean, it's the most optional of items. Yeah. And yet it is useful.
Yes. And then I realized when we were cleaning up one day, wait a second, I have this coaster that it's just like a one-off coaster, but it's very cute. And it's ceramic. And I said, this is the perfect spoon rest. Even though technically it's a coaster, if you see a spoon on it, it looks like a spoon rest. And so I didn't need to buy a spoon rest. I already owned it.
So you kind of had a double win because you were using something that wasn't being used, which is a bad feeling. And you were satisfying a need without buying something new.
Yes.
Once you thought about, do I already own this? You were like, yes, I do.
Yes. And probably at least once a week when I put my spoon down on that, I'm satisfied with myself. It's ridiculous.
It's the little things. Yeah. It's so satisfying.
And Gretchen, I feel like this is especially relevant now during the pandemic. I feel like we're all buying less, partly just because the future is so uncertain. I think everybody wants to be extra conservative. And I just feel like that's going to stick. I feel like we're all going to buy less no matter what happens.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it reminds me of a hack we got recently from our listener, Erin. She wrote, I have a great hack, which is to join or start a buy nothing group in your neighborhood. We have one in our neighborhood, and it's amazing how much it's helped us build a stronger community in real life through the connections from social media. It's an incredibly positive and supportive group. It serves so many purposes, passing along items you no longer need to people who need those very items, reducing wastefulness, creating community, helping neighbors who may be less fortunate than us, giving someone something happy in their day, getting new toys to children who have been sheltering in place for months, etc. Also, most items are given through porch pickup or PPU, so it's also a safe activity during COVID-19. And so this is interesting because this is another way of saying, maybe I already own this myself, or maybe there's somebody else who can make good use of it. If people are interested in the Buy Nothing project, I will post a link to the general principles and guidelines to it in the show notes.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who use this, Gretchen, and find it incredibly helpful. One great thing about it is you can donate stuffed animals, which most places will not take, but your neighbor might want your stuffed animal. So that's nice.
Yeah. But I think even before this is the thing, to before you're reaching for something new, is to say, maybe I already have this thing.
I mean, I find this with skincare products.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like if too much time goes by, you forget you even bought it.
Yes.
Yeah. So let us know if you do try this at home. And if asking yourself, do I already own this, works for you? Let us know on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. Or as always, go to the show notes. Elizabeth, I want a picture of that spoon rest / coaster to put in the show notes. This is happiercast.com/289 for everything related to this episode.
Coming up, we've got a mnemonic happiness hack. But first, this break.
Yeah.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash, or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon, and he loves the Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping. Okay, Gretchen, it is time for this week's happiness hack, and it is your hack about creating mnemonics.
Yeah, so anybody who doesn't know, a mnemonic is like a trick for remembering things. It's just some kind of trick that you give to yourself to make memorization easier. And what I realize is that often in life, there are things that I don't remember. And if I just figure out a mnemonic to help me remember it, it makes my life so much easier. And let me illustrate this. Okay, so first is I have contact lenses, which I wear every single day. And my prescription for my left eye is -7, and for my right eye is -8.5. And I could just sort of never remember which was which. You know, it's one of those things where you're like, wait a minute, I always think this is right, but is that actually wrong? And then I started labeling them, but that was really annoying because I wear them every single day. And then I realized that 7 looks like an L upside down. So 7 is for left. And so now I can just look and see, is it 7 or is it 8.5? Because if it's a 7, it's L and it's for left. Mm. This has like saved me a ridiculous amount of mental wear and tear. Another thing I couldn't remember. Okay, now this is obvious, but you know how when things have an on-off icon, it's often like a slash line, like a straight up and down yes. line with a slash line with an O or a 0.
Yes.
But I can never remember which one is on and which one is off because I could think of logical arguments why either one meant either. And so I would just like push the thing until some light came on or all the energy shut down or whatever. It was like a big waste. And then I realized, okay, look it up. The one that's the straight line means on. And so I thought to myself, it's like energy is shooting through a wire. Because the wire is straight, it gets there right away. It's just flashing through. If it's going in a circle, that's going to slow it down, right? It's not getting to its destination because it's swirling in a circle. Then somebody said to me, but you could just say that O means off. Mm. I was like, yes, that also works. I like my way better. But I just feel like a lot of times if there's something kind of a little annoying thing like that, think of a mnemonic and that will cement it in your brain. And then you don't have to waste the time and the energy pondering it.
Yes.
Or tracking it or labeling it because you just know.
Yes. Does Roy G. Biv count in this category?
100%. 100%. Roy G. Biv is the perfect example for the colors of the rainbow in order. I mean, there's a million of these. Like, medical students know a million of these because it really works. Yeah. Making a mnemonic makes it easy to remember something that is falling out of your head.
Yeah, it's just a matter of taking 30 seconds to do it.
Absolutely. And now it's time for an interview with Dr. Rangan Chatterjee. I have known Dr. Rangan Chatterjee from afar because he lives in England and we've never actually met in real life, but I've known him virtually for many years. Dr. Rangan Chatterjee is a doctor who's also the author of many best-selling books, the host of a podcast that I love called Feel Better, Live More, and host of the BBC TV show Doctor in the House. He's an advocate for personalized medicine specific to the individual, and he's known for his ability to present medical information and advice in a way that's concrete, manageable, and effective.
His new book is called Feel Better in 5, and it outlines a 5-minute daily plan that will help us all to feel healthier and happier, tailored in the way that's right for us. That makes it easy. I need that. Easy. Just 5 minutes at a time.
Hey, Rangan.
Hi, Rangan.
Hey, Gretchen, Elizabeth. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
Yeah, hanging in there.
Well, it's always so much fun to talk to you because your approach to good health is so much in line with the kind of things that we talk about on the podcast.
It sure is.
Yeah, I mean, Gretchen, I'm a big fan of your work. And, you know, we did an Instagram Live, didn't we? Maybe a month or two ago that was super fun. And I think both of our respective audiences really liked it because, as you say, there's quite a big synergy between what you stand for and what I stand for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rangan, in your new book, Feel Better in 5, you have so many great suggestions. You divide these into mind, body, and heart. Why are all three of these aspects of our lives important to our physical health?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think for me, look, I've been a practicing medical doctor for pretty much 20 years now. And in that time, you know, I've learned so much from my patients. I mean, really, they have taught me so much more than I've taught them because they invite me into their lives. They share what's working. They share what's not working. And I've really been observing what works in real life for most people. Not what the textbooks tell me, not what the articles tell me. For busy people with busy lives, what really works.
This is what I love about your work because you can write all the great advice you want, but then you talk to actual people and you're like, oh, this, it doesn't work out the way it should if you just read about it on paper. And you are constantly faced with actual people. And so, yeah, so what do you find?
Well, and I'm always trying to challenge myself to how can I communicate better with patients, with the public, to really help them do the things that not only I would like them to do, these are the things they want to do as well. If you ask anybody, would you like to be healthier and happier? They'd all put their hand up and say, yeah, I'd love to. Right? No one's going to say, no, thank you. But the question is, with all the information that's out there, whether it's podcasts, books, things on the news or whatever, why are so many people still struggling to make health a priority in their lives? Why are they struggling to make the changes that they want to make? And I think there's a couple of reasons there. So going back to your question, Elizabeth, one of the things I've noticed in 20 years is that if people just focus on one area of their health, any change tends to be short-lived because one factor of health influences another one. So I'll give you an example. A lot of people want to lose weight. So they focus on their diets. So they go, right, I'm going all in. I'm going to change what I eat. And they start. And for a few days, for a week, for 2 weeks, you know, they're really, really good. And, you know, the classic example would be in the new year in January when people are trying to do that. But what I have found in clinic over and over again is roughly by mid-January or by the third week of January, what's happened? Well, they've slightly gone off plan because life has got in the way. They're stressed out with work. They've got their kids to take to school, take to after-school club. They're rushing around. And as a way of coping with that stress, they start to eat cookies and chips in front of the television in the evening.
That's me.
Even though they know it's not part of the diet, right? They don't need a new diet book. They need to understand that actually stress is driving their eating behavior. And so I found instead of going all in one area of health, and look, I have made these mistakes myself before. You know, I have very much been an all or nothing type of guy. If I'm in, I'm in. And if I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it at all. But I've noticed for most people, if they start small and tackle a few different areas of their health, not only do they feel good within days, that change and that transformation lasts 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, 2 years. And everything in this new book of mine only takes 5 minutes to do. And I think that's really important because people will tell you, Gretchen, Elizabeth, over and over again, they will say, doctor, I want to make health choices, but I don't have time. I'm too busy. And I'm saying, well, even the busiest person has five minutes. And so every single health snack, I've called them all health snacks in the book, take only 5 minutes to do. And as you say, I've split up health into mind, body, and heart. Mind is your mental health. You know, it's a 21st century living is tormenting our minds. We've got, you know, information overload. We've got too many things we need to be doing. In the UK, 1 in 4 people in any given year now are going to be diagnosed with a new mental health problem like depression in any given year. I actually think the statistics are higher in the United States, right? So it's really important to look after our minds. Then when we say body, I'm talking about physical health. We all know we want to move our bodies more. Yet if you look at the statistics, we've never been this sedentary. And I've, you know, so it's mind, it's body. And then the final piece, which actually I think is the most important piece, is what I call heart. And heart's an interesting one because when people hear a doctor like me talking about heart health, they think about this. They think about what I was taught at medical school, that your heart is a, it's a physical muscle that plumps blood around your body.
Stress
but
test.
Heart's got another meaning, right? Heart has been spoken about for years by artists, poets, songwriters, lyricists, right? And when I say heart, I mean what it fundamentally means to be human. And that's our connection with other people. So mind, body, heart, you pick literally 1 5-minute health snack in each of them, and that's all you have to do. And you know, this book has been out for 9 months now in the UK, and the impact it's had has been incredible. It is, yes, it's done very well in terms of sales, but more importantly, it's really impacting a lot of people's lives because the plan in there, guys, it's relevant for every single person. You know, if you're the CEO of a company and you want more focus and a way of managing stress, this plan will help you. But if you're a single mom with two kids and you don't think you've got any time to look after yourself, this plan will help you because not only is it practical, it's free. Every single intervention in this plan is free. So none of us can say we can't afford it or we don't have time for it. And as a doctor, it's so important to me that I make health as accessible as possible to as many people as possible.
Well, you have so many suggestions, and it must be interesting for you now to see which are the ones that are resonating most. I mean, as you said, in the UK, the book has been out for a while. Is it what you would have expected? Are you surprised by the ones that people seem to be gravitating toward? I mean, they're all helpful, and I'm sure, and there's a huge variety, but are there some that seem to be hitting hardest?
Yeah, I think that there really has, and it wasn't possibly the ones that I thought. So one of the mind health snacks is what I call a brain download. So I'm saying that loads of us have got all these stresses and anxieties going around our brain, and we never do anything to process them. So I start the book off with this, and one of the exercises I've created for people is called the 5-step release. So, and I think the reason it's been so popular is because it helps deal with stress and anxiety. Now, it was popular before we had a global pandemic.
Yes, now more than ever.
And I get even more messages from people now saying this exercise is really helping me. So basically all you do, maybe with your morning cup of coffee, right? You or whatever, you sit down and you answer 5 simple questions. That's why it's called the 5-step release. What's one thing I'm anxious about today? What's one practical thing I can do to prepare for it? What's one reason it probably won't be as bad as I fear? What's one reason I know I can handle it? And finally, what's one upside of the situation? Now, it is so simple. It doesn't even take 5 minutes. But time and time again, patients have told me and readers have told me that just the simple act of writing down what they're anxious about and reframing it using these simple questions completely turns the dial down on their anxiety and they just don't feel as anxious. I guess one of the other real popular ones, look, the 5-minute workouts in the body section are proving super popular. And I think one of the reasons is every workout in the book doesn't require you buy any equipment. Mm-hmm. It does not require you travel to a gym. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even require you to get change. So it's so easy to do.
That's the key.
Well, that's the best thing when you don't have to change.
Yeah. I mean, I do a five minute strength workout every morning while my coffee brews in my pajamas. Mm. Right? It's the truth. I mean, people keep challenging me to post a picture on Instagram, which I haven't yet, but I probably should do. But
we insist you have to send us a picture of that, and we will put it in the show notes.
Okay, right. Challenge accepted.
Rangan Chatterjee in his pajamas by his coffee pot.
Right. I'm going to have to do that tomorrow morning. But the science behind that's really interesting, guys. So one of the biggest mistakes people make when they try to bring a new behavior into their life is they make it too hard. Right, they make it really hard. They think, oh, I've got to, you know, I've got to punish myself. I've got to deprive myself. You know, if I want to start running, I've got to do an hour. If I want to start meditating, I've got to do 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And for a few days we do it. And then we get busy. We think, oh, not today. I'll do it tomorrow. And before you know it, it was something that you used to do. And I guess the other one, you know, that's from mind, that's from body. I would say that one of my favorite health snacks in the book is called the tea ritual. And it's amazing to see how my audience and how the readers have really, really run away with this one. They really, really like it. So, you know, I mentioned heart's health before and human connection. Yeah. And I think we forget how important human connection is because the research is pretty clear. You know, if you feel lonely, the feeling of being lonely is potentially as harmful as smoking 15 cigarettes per day, right? It has biological changes in your body. If you feel lonely, you're 50% more likely to die earlier of a heart attack or stroke. It's just incredible how much it influences your health. And obviously, we're in this pandemic, a lot of people have felt more isolated than they ever have done before. Yeah. And what's really interesting is it doesn't take that much to actually foster those connections. So the tea ritual is basically the idea is that we're so busy these days that often when we are with the people we love or the people that mean the world to us, we're distracted. Mm-hmm. We're not really with them and connected. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I were finding this, you know, we've got two young kids, we both work. We were finding sometimes we're just rushing around. Yes, we're in the same physical space, but we haven't really connected. And so the tea ritual is for 5 minutes a day, we make a commitment to each other that we're going to sit down without phones, without our computers, and catch up, right? So for us, what we do, we put our kids to bed. Normally by 8 p.m., our children are asleep. We'll come downstairs, we'll make a pot of mint tea. And for 5 minutes, we put the phones and laptops away, and we just catch up. Now, it sounds so trivial. It sounds so small. And honestly, 20 years ago, I don't think you needed to have a podcast conversation about this. I think it was ingrained into culture. I think with technology, with the fact that we're contactable all the times now, we've got these phones and Instagram and emails, right?
And we're listening to podcasts that didn't exist 20 years ago.
Yeah,
exactly. That's a fair point.
We have to do it intentionally. It doesn't happen accidentally.
It
has transformed our relationship. And at the start of lockdown, we stopped doing it. And we noticed how, you know, we weren't quite as connected. There wasn't as much intimacy in a relationship. And that's not a failure. That's a nice reminder. That's like, oh, yeah, that's why we do it. Because when we do it, we feel more connected to each other. And that impacts how we feel about ourselves. And I tell you, some of my patients tell me that has saved their marriage.
Mm. Well, and I imagine if you sit down for 5 minutes, it could stretch into 20 or 30.
Right.
Elizabeth, you have just nailed it, right? This is, even though everything only takes 5 minutes, that's actually, it's not the point. Yeah, you can do just 5 minutes, right? And some days we will, but we don't have a stopwatch. I don't say, hey, babe, look,
time's up.
5 minutes is done now. I'm back on email now. No, some days we're still chatting after an hour.
So you've given us lots of ideas and a lot of concrete, actionable ideas. But if you want to throw out one, try this at home for our listeners. What's one that you'd propose? Maybe one that people don't notice as much. You think it's like an overlooked gem that people don't try, or your personal favorite, or the one that you think is the most kind of universally helpful. What would you suggest for our listeners to try at home?
You know, if I think about the world today, I see a lot of anxiety. I see a lot of people worrying about what's wrong with their life. And therefore, I think the one I would recommend everyone think about doing is a gratitude exercise. Very, very simple. And this is something I do every night over dinner with my family. And all you have to do is answer three questions. What have I done today to make somebody else happy? What has somebody else done today to make me happy? And what have I learned today? It is really simple, but I have been recommending this to people for years, and it puts you in a different state of mind. You feel positive, you feel calmer, just by answering those three simple questions. And if anyone's skeptical, I say, just try it for a few days. And if you don't like it, you know, send me a message on Instagram and tell me that it's not helped, but I don't believe that will be the case.
In your book, so they can find something else to do.
Yeah. And I want to, just for everybody who's following the four tendencies, Rangan is a rebel. So there you go. Figuring out a way for everyone to do it on their own terms. That's great.
Hey, Gretchen, can I just say, I did that quiz about an hour ago, right? And I'm looking forward to dissecting the whole report afterwards. Yeah. But you know what? When I read out what a rebel is, I was kind of like nodding to myself and I thought, you know what? Even I may not want to admit some of these things, but I think it was pretty spot on, actually. So I think it's a pretty cool quiz.
Thank you. Well, thanks for taking it. Listen, it's always so fun to talk to you, Rangan Chatterjee, because you're so focused on what actually works for real people. It's so concrete. It's so helpful. It's so great to get the chance to talk to you. One day we're going to actually meet real life.
Yeah, we're gonna meet in real life. We're gonna hang out. We're gonna go out for lunch and coffee. And I'm also looking forward to getting a date in the diary with you, where you can come onto my podcast, Feel Better, Live More, because I'd love to talk to you in depth as well, Gretchen.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rangan.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up, Gretchen gives herself a demerit related to birthdays, but first this break. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, as we both are, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. Gretchen, we got Greenlight for Jack, and I love that it teaches him financial independence. He can earn money from us by doing chores and then getting money deposited into his Greenlight account. He can keep track of what he's spending.
Millions of parents and kids use Greenlight to learn how to make responsible financial choices. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/happier. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Elizabeth, right this second, I am wearing my sweater from Quince. It's the Mongolian cashmere crewneck sweater in Everglade green. It feels so great, and it came in so many gorgeous colors. I love this green.
Yeah, Gretchen, I got the same sweater in white, and I absolutely love it. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen. Okay, Gretchen, it is time for demerits and gold stars, and you're up this week with a happiness demerit.
Yes, this is the kind of demerit, it sort of snuck up on me. Now, for some reason, I had taken this philosophical position about birthdays. I was like, used to be a big deal to remember people's birthdays. Like when I wrote The Happiness Project, I made a big point to remember people's birthdays. But then I decided, no, Facebook and all these things, you know, recurrent calendars make it so easy to remember people's birthdays that it's kind of a meaningless gesture, because you could remember the birthday of every single person that you ever met in your whole life, because it just, this technology makes it effortless. And so therefore, I'm not going to pay attention to it. But what finally dawned on me is I have been ignoring the birthdays of the people who are very close to me, like except for like your birthday, Elizabeth, which I did memorize even without a mnemonic years ago. I wasn't paying attention to them because I don't check all these things all the time. Not all my friends have put their birthdays on Facebook. I don't have those recurrent items on my calendar. Like I have them for like Eliza's birthday, but right. I don't have them for the other people who are important in my life. And so I realized I just sort of taken this stance, which was actually very contrary to what I know, which is like small, thoughtful gestures remind people that like you are, they're really important to you. And so I immediately texted some friends. I was like, what's your birthday? And one of them, a questioner, said, why do you want to know?
Oh, that's funny.
and so now I put them on my recurrent calendar and I just like, why didn't I do this before? I just announced that it was meaningless when obviously it's meaningful.
Yes. I'm so bad at remembering people's birthdays, Gretch. It's a failing of mine as well.
But you could put it on your recurring calendar.
You know, I could, but I don't know how to use my recurring calendar. So let me figure that out first. You know, I'm just getting into the whole calendar thing.
I know.
Until now, I agree with you. Been in my head.
No, I agree. The file of facts. I had like a list at the front of my file of facts. Yeah. I know. It's a nuisance. Okay, but listen, what's a gold star? Give us something happy.
All right. Well, it's a little bittersweet, actually, my gold star, because it has to do with our cat, Blackjack, who we had to put to sleep a couple of weeks ago.
Aww.
He was really old. He'd been declining for months. So we sort of knew it was coming. And then the day came where it was just very clear that today was the day. But I wanted to give a gold star to the vet group where we took him, because a few days after he died, they'd sent just a really nice card, which they all signed and wrote a note about Blackjack. And it's funny because it really comforted Adam, Blackjack was really his cat. He'd had him for years before we met.
He came with Adam. It was a package deal when you guys met.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it really touched Adam and all of us, but Adam especially. And I just thought, what a nice gesture. Yes. I mean, you know, people who work at a veterinary office like animals, but you could really feel that in the card, that how genuinely they care about the pets that they take care of. So I just wanted to give them a gold star for comforting us. And of course, we miss Blackjack, but he had a very long life. So, you know,
very sweet.
He'll be remembered.
Yes. Yes. So gold star. What a lovely gesture.
Yeah.
The resources for this week, because September is the other January for a lot of us, it's good to think about changes to make this clean slate time work for you. If you would like to download the checklist for habit change, go to GretchenRubin.com/resources and scroll down to Better Than Before, and you can find the checklist for habit change. Also, I have started doing regular book giveaways on my Instagram page. If you would like to win a signed personalized copy of one of my books, follow me at Gretchen Rubin, and I will post a new giveaway each month. And that is it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Ask yourself, do I already own this? Let us know if you tried it, if it worked for you, and what do you already own?
Thanks to Dr. Rangan Chatterjee. Read his terrific new book, Feel Better in 5, and listen to his podcast, Feel Better, Live More. Thanks to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
And if you'd like to take just 5 minutes to do a good deed, if you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend. That's how most people hear about our show. Or rate or review or subscribe to us in whatever podcast app you use.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward. Elizabeth, hearing about your lovely vet group reminds me of a friend who said, I knew I had picked the right vet group when I walked in with my dog and my vet said, hi, Smokey, and then looked at me and said, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name.
Oh,
and
that's
he's
funny.
Like, he's paying attention to my dog. That's good.
That's cute.
From the Onward Project.